You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. In 1868, Louisa May Alcott published Little Women, the story of four sisters in Massachusetts growing up, falling in love, and coming into their own. More than 150 years later, the story has seen dozens of adaptations, and this May you'll have the chance to see it come alive on stage with Little Women the Musical at the Playhouse on Rodney Square in Wilmington. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Carl Lengel sits down with cast members Cameron Hamm and Noah Harris, as well as conductor Thomas Fasnacht, to learn more about their roles and the Little Women tour.
Let's start with Cameron. You were born and raised in Southern California. This is your first national tour, I believe, correct?
Yes, that's right. It's my first national tour. It's the first national tour of a lot of people in our company, too. So it's very exciting getting out across the country and seeing different parts. I myself have only been to a handful of states. So this, you really get to see a lot of different places at one time. And it's been such an incredible experience.
All right. You just said a lot of different places at one time. Is that overwhelming at all?
I thought it was going to be more overwhelming than it was. I think it's a lot easier to stay grounded when you have such an incredible cast. We have a great group of people. The band is great. The cast is great. The crew is great. And everybody's really there to support each other. And that makes it a lot easier. So if one person's feeling a little tired, a little down one day, the other people can really, you can lean on them.
Is that kind of what you expected?
Yeah, I think I was going in prepared to, you know, hopefully get close. It's such a family show, so we really hope to build chemistry there. But I wasn't prepared for how close I would get to these people. Like, usually, you know, you go in and you can kind of expect, okay, maybe I might not jive with every single person, but everyone on this tour is so nice and kind and really down to earth and so talented at the same time. Like, I'm just always in awe of them and who they are, how they carry themselves on stage and off. So it's been a real pleasure. And I think, you know, a happy, happy surprise. So
you've done a lot of television, some films. So you've been in that two-dimensional world pretty solidly. But you're also in this live world. Is it the same? Is it different?
It definitely has some differences. I feel like film and TV is very fast-paced. A lot of times you'll focus one day on a handful of scenes, and then the next day you move on. And this, of course, is live theater, and we're doing a full three-hour production every single day. So you really have to focus on, you know, your habits, keeping your voice healthy, making sure that everything is sustainable. And also, it's so interesting, Noah and I were just talking yesterday about how the show evolves day to day, depending on our audience, depending on where we go, our environment, depending on how we're personally feeling. And it's such a beautiful thing to be able to experiment and make different choices. And from the time we started in January to now, the show has really evolved. And I think that's a beautiful thing about live theater that's unique to live theater.
You play Beth March in Little Women. Can you tell us a little bit about that role and what you're going to bring to the overall story there?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's been such a pleasure to be able to play this character and uncover her layers. She is the third oldest of four sisters. I myself have three sisters, so it's really a story that's close to home for me. But she's quiet and reserved on the surface, but she really has a calm strength about her. She's the source of strength for her sisters, I think. She is defiant in her own way. She sees the kindness in the world that's not always kind, and she sees the good in her sisters and really helps them to believe that they can believe in themselves. And she sees their strength and where they can achieve, where they don't always feel that they can. So she's important to the story in that way. And it's been a real pleasure to, peel back those layers.
Cameron, thanks so much for your answers there. Let's turn to Noah.
Thank you so much.
Hey, sure. How's it been going for you? What stands out most about the experience so far?
It's been great. It's also just been an experience I never thought I would have at this stage in my life. I was in school when I auditioned, and I, kind of was locked into being in school for the 4 years and committed to not really auditioning for anything and not looking for work actively. But I just heard about this audition and thought I might as well try. And I'm almost seeing it as like a studying abroad type of thing, because in school I'm already studying musical theater and getting my BFA in that. So it's really kind of just like a different format of studying musical theater, very hands-on version of what I'm doing in school anyway, which has been just such a cool and unique experience for me, for sure. And just learning from being actually out on stage and in the throes of it, I guess, has been already just such a great learning experience. And I've learned so much just about being a musical theater artist from that.
The idea that you you're kind of on a dual path here, because you are going to college, and that's a full-time job in a lot of ways, but you've got a little bit of a career. You got some chops in the business already. You've got some commercials, the computer school pilot on HBO Max. How does all that kind of feed into what you're doing now, the television, the camera experience? Similar to what we asked Cameron, but has it helped? Because you're, again, you have this fortune of kind of at the same time that you're learning about it, you're learning about it.
It's interesting. I've done some on-camera work and some film stuff that's on my resume, but I don't feel as, I haven't had as extensive experience in it as I have in live theater, even though I don't have so many live theater credits on, professional live theater credits on my resume. It's what I've been doing my whole life, and musical theater has always been my primary passion. So I think on camera work has always been the more foreign thing to me. It's really, I mean, it's very fun. And it was also such like a adjustment to like be on set for a day and get paid so much, which is definitely a known difference. I mean, working as an actor, which is great, but I for me, nothing compares to live theater. Yeah, that's special to me.
Tom, you you have a presence here in this region and a name and a following. So a little bit more about the experience of how you ended up here. What's the choice?
I had never done a tour like this. And this was my first time getting to do this, getting to be in every stage of the development of this, sitting in the casting room, watching these two talented actors come together, and just seeing the chemistry with them right away was really special. So getting to start there, getting to be in the rehearsal room with them for about 3 weeks, then landing in Kentucky, meeting my pit musicians, getting to hire them as well, putting that together, putting every single piece of this puzzle together, it was a fabulous experience. And doing this tour, seeing the whole country, was something that really appealed to me as well.
You mentioned being in a little bit on the creative side for this specific production, and it gives you kind of an inside ear to what happens with this score and why the music works. Any observations that you feel like anybody just reading the story would say, well, what do you need music for? It's a beautiful story.
Oh, no. Even if you know the show very well, even if you've read the book a million times, if you've never heard of Little Women before, the music will bring you in and introduce you to a whole new facet of the March family that you might not know from just reading the book, seeing the fabulous movie that just came out a few years ago. The music is really a core component. That is another thing that really drew me to this show, is how much we get to play and just really play as musicians. A lot of Broadway shows, it's a lot of putting on a metronome, playing a couple chords, everything kind of lines up. This isn't that kind of show. This is a show where you're going to feel what we're feeling, the musicians. You're going to feel what the singers are feeling. And, you know, pushing and pulling the tempos, feeling those swells of emotion. You'll see that on the stage, and you will feel that in the pit as well. There aren't a lot of shows that I've done that have quite that degree of sensitivity and emotion to them.
Most of the performance, your back is to the audience. When you turn for that that acknowledgement to the audience, are you surprised? We just went through, and we're still going through it in many ways, and you're very aware of it with the Delaware scene and what's going on here and recovery, not just from COVID, but from the after effects of being stagnant for a while. Do you, as you work your way across the country, are you seeing healthy audiences? Do they want us live anymore?
I have been pleasantly surprised. We have been having fabulous audiences, responsive audiences, people that are new to theater, some people that maybe are more movie people that are trying out theater for the first time. I would encourage anyone that has never seen a live show to give this one a try.
Thanks to Little Women the musical conductor Thomas Fosnacht and cast members Cameron Hamm and Noah Harris for joining our Carl Lengel on Arts Playlist. And we wrap up The Green next with the latest episode from the Delaware Humanities podcast series, A More Just Delaware. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.